So, hello everyone. We're here to have a kickoff meeting for the design of for the beginning of a new project on a remote control for the design for a new remote control. I'm the project manager, Krista Pavlov. And okay, let's begin. So, I'm first going to do an opening, then we get used to one another's, and we speak about this tool we're going to design and try to make a project plan, some discussion, and then we talk of the next meeting. So we want to do a new remote control. It has to be original, trendy, and user-friendly. I think the important points we have to talk about are its functional design, its conceptual design, and detailed design at the end. And for that, we're going all to work individually and then have meeting during whole day. So let's try the whiteboard. So any of you want to go?
Yeah, for favorite animals. It's gonna be not my favorite one, but the one I can draw. And it's gonna be, you'll try to guess.
Wow.
Wow.
Complex. A cat.
No.
Darn.
A rabbit.
Yes, that's a rabbit.
A what?
That's my favorite one.
A rabbit.
A rabbit. Oh. Oh. Yeah. Where's the carrot?
That's it. Mm-hmm.
You want to go?
I'm not very good at this kind of stuff. My favorite animal is... Wow.
A human.
Yes. A human. Yay. It's a very complex animal.
No.
And yeah, characteristics of this animal is dangerous.
I think you're right. Supposed to, yeah.
I guess you can.
Wow, that's cobra.
Oh, kind of snake? Cobra, exactly.
Yeah, not really small cobra.
No, it's a small cobra, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Is that a worm?
Quite recognizable.
What about you?
Yeah, Krista, probably.
Krista?
Krista.
A fish.
Smiling fish.
Fish.
Smiling fish.
Okay.
So whiteboard is working.
Yeah.
Next.
Next.
Just try to guess who is a user interface designer.
Yeah.
Well, according to the drawings.
Not me.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So.
So
€25 for a remote control.
That's the price we want to. That's the aim for the price for the remote control. We aim to do this profit.
This big number.
It's an international market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have to sell 2 million. Then.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
For a production cost of €12. €50 maximum. Okay. So, any of you have experience in remote controls?
Oh, yes, we have plenty at home. In fact, my daughter likes very well remote controls.
To eat.
To eat, yeah, mainly, and to break.
So that could be a great application, remote controls, children-proof.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Children-proof.
Yeah. So she likes buttons, which make click, so it has to click.
So they have to be waterproof.
It has
maybe
to be
because they
baby proof.
She ate.
But mainly it has to be very robust because even if she's not very tall, she's high enough so that when she throw it away, it's so it has to be very robust.
Okay, unbreakable.
Unbreakable. Uh-huh. Yeah.
We have some child lock or something. Yeah.
And. It has to be nice looking, colorful.
Colorful.
Maybe.
Colorful. That's not
colorful.
Practical.
Because nobody has colorful.
No.
Yeah. It's always
black.
Always
black. Yeah.
No.
But this one could be, I don't know, purple.
But how gonna? Okay. Just. But it's monochrome. It's it's not like.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, because you think
one color.
Otherwise,
not?
You will never find it.
Yeah.
Yeah, even we can change colors, no? Like the
Like the phones.
Like the phones and these things.
You can change colors, yeah.
At least for children, like one color. And
Good.
Good idea.
And it should be really small. I'm
small also, don't you think?
Not so big, like.
No, not too much buttons or.
Yeah, not too much buttons. And
should it be, you know, these remote controls where they are what they call a universal remote control. Mm-hmm. So you can decide that now it's the remote control for the television, then it's the remote control for the the sound system or for your frigider, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's or if we should have a targeted remote control.
Okay. So
color, robustness, easy to use, size. Yeah, size matters.
Yeah. Color size.
So you think it's better small than bigger?
Yeah, maybe at least not bigger than this.
Yeah, but without any extremes, like not of this size.
No,
yeah.
Not too
large.
Small.
Okay.
At least it should hold in your hand properly, like without.
Yeah, like a palm sized.
Yeah.
Just to hold it.
Okay.
But what would be different from this, from the others? I don't know if.
Yeah, maybe we can change the colors, at least the frame.
Yeah, at least the color.
So then it depends. You have to. I mean, you can easily remove the.
I think one thing important, for instance, in this remote control, if you remember when people use it, they never find the good button at the right place.
Yeah.
For some reason, they click the off button when they want to use the.
Yeah.
So there's a problem in the design of that kind of remote control somehow. I don't know.
So some kind of idea with a cellular phone with a screen that will tell you what.
No screens. It's too complex.
Okay.
Too expensive for 12 euros.
Too expensive.
And
yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
not too expensive. Well, it's not my point. But well, no. Okay. But no screens on remote controls.
Mm-hmm. I thought it could be only a screen. Which would change depending on the user or even the user. So I prefer to have the off button at the top right. So I would have my own design of the remote control because it's in fact just a full touch screen remote control, if you like.
I mean, it
I don't know if it makes sense, but
it's like two types, no? People are right-handed or left-handed. So because I'm left-handed, I use like this. So if you're right-handed, you use like this. So so the your switch on and off should be
so adaptable.
Adaptable.
Maybe if it's possible.
Good.
Yeah.
So how many actions do we need to implement in it?
Maybe
on
I think
off?
Even we can keep two switches and then we can only make one working. We can adapt only one switch. Suppose here like we can make two switches and if I'm left hander I use this switch for the main operation.
I mean if it's less than 3 then we can make it like
two.
three buttons, you mean?
Like three mental states. Oh. Yeah, you know what I mean. You can just make it controlled by your brain. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
maybe
sure.
It's more. If there is a software inside that ask you three.
Mm-hmm.
if we want a universal remote control that we like we say before, it may need more than three buttons.
Yeah, more than three actions that you may want to do at a given time.
Yeah.
But for standard actions, you usually what to do? You change channels, you adjust volume, and nothing else.
Yeah, but for instance, when you change channels, you can just go to the next one or go to channel 25.
Mm.
And that's already more complex to go to channel 25.
Mm-hmm. You do this?
No.
I usually just change channels.
Because I'm only using three or four channels, but...
yeah. But they keep generally that //, this thing, and then the //, and then you can put...
Yeah,
you can only have one
channel
bit
like this.
Dash.
I want to go to 25 and then to
and then back and to the one I was before.
Also,
so
you can
whichever it was.
Yeah, that would
go
be
back
cool.
Button.
Yeah.
It's good.
We had that.
Yeah, the previous button is.
Yeah, even the history.
Oh,
so
okay.
You could like undo previous of the previous. Then you can watch what your. Oh, you could also record your. Record your. Sequence of actions that becomes more complex. But you could look at what the other people have used.
Yeah, yeah. What the which channels the viewer.
Yeah. Maybe
okay.
It's
so I think we have full enough idea. And we're going to meet again in 30 minutes. And I want you to work on these ideas and try to make a the ones make to decide what are the ones important and what are the ones that we don't want, and maybe more in the technical parts what do we want to do. So your personal coach will send you some instruction for these 30 minutes.
So what does ME means? ME, the user requirement? Oh, that's not for us.
Market expert.
Oh, that's me. Of course. Yeah, the user requirement specifications. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I think of that.
So. I think that's all.
Meeting's over? Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you in 30 minutes.